You're listening to Carousel Radio,
broadcasting a creative voice of people with a learning disability. Carousel Radio is a spoken word show featuring stories and poems and interviews with people with a learning disability.
It will have a different theme each month.
The show goes out once a month on Radio Reverb and as a podcast on Podomatic.com. In this show, we have stories, poems and music from the Carousel Zenith.
And I recorded my road trip around America.
I visited the Travel Museum.
I rode on Brighton buses.
So we've got the What's That Sound effects quiz and I'll be playing Fib or Fact.
Carousel Radio.
Welcome to the show! We're going to start with Johnny Schachter, our resident poet and writer.
This poem was inspired when listening to Bob Dylan's Planet Waves CD. I was in Dubrovnik, Croatia on holiday a few years ago, a beautiful country you see, but all I could think about was Caroline. Before I went into slumber, all I could think about was Caroline. You see, I was by the Adriatic Sea, and all I could think about was Caroline. Then I went to St. Petersburg, Russia, and down to Moscow by train at night, and all I could think about was Caroline. Caroline, I shouted again and again, and I was so delighted on the train to Moscow to think of my Caroline. Caroline, Caroline, I feel her presence, even when she's not around. I realize the world will always rotate on its axes, with Caroline on my mind.
Carousel Radio.
Interviews and stories from people with a learning disability.
Presented by Fran, Ewan and Stuart. We are at Tove's station, heading to Community Base on the number 7 bus. And here we go on the number 7. I am Fran and I'm from Brighton and Hove. I use the number 7 bus route from Hove station to Marina and to Brighton Town Centre. This is what it sounds like. I love going on the number 7 because it is electric. It goes to all the places I want to go. The number 7 bus route plays a very important part in my life. It allows me to travel independently around Brighton so I can see my friends, work and have an active lifestyle. I use my time on the bus to think about my day and organise my thoughts. The buses are painted a skinny creamy yellow colour with a red face and back. The number 7 is painted purple on top and so is number 6. All the Brighton and Hove buses are named after famous people. One of my members of staff and me, we like talking about buses. And we always do the names every day when he comes on shift. I know all of the names for buses on the number 7 route. They are named after people who have lived in Brighton. Not all of them are famous, but they have all done amazing things that deserve to be remembered. This is what I found out about just a few of them. Wendy Richard was an actress who lived in Brighton, was best known for playing Pauline Fowler in the BBC soap EastEnders. After attending drama school, she appeared on TV. Then in 1962, she had a novelty record number 1 hit with Mark Sun for Come Outside.
For romance in Come Outside.
What for?
Come Outside.
What's the rush?
There's a lovely moon out there.
Richard's first big TV hit was in Are You Being Served as Shirley? Her stage appearances included pantomime at the Theatre Royal in Brighton, and she also had roles in two Carry On films. She enjoyed appearing in TV quizzes like Blankety Blank.
And appearing tonight on... Blankety Blank! Wendy Richard!
She died in 2009.
Until now, something's been missing in Sussex. Local radio, that's your kind of sound. But from Monday, you can hear a new radio station, Southern Sound.
So Chris Copsey was a DJ for 25 years for Southern Sound.
Chris Copsey.
He was known as Cobbo. He had a great knowledge of pop music and the county of Sussex. Later, he worked for Splash and Sovereign FM. He died suddenly aged only 52. Sussex was lost without him.
Today's best music with Chris Copsey on Southern FM.
Not off. Bellamy Brothers there from September of 1979. If I said you had a beautiful body.
What I remember about him is when he done the 100 Music Marathon show, which it brings all the latest music up to date to the year 2000. He was a good DJ. It was a very good station. I mean, Southern Sound started in 1983 before it came Southern FM. He was been there for a very long time. And I'm not surprised that people at the whole of Sussex are lost without him. And it's never going to be the same without him, so fortunately.
Springtime 83 with that one, sign of the times. Head of the news, here's the weather forecast brought to you in association with Lions Ready Brag. Today in Sussex, cloudy and bitterly cold. A few light showers.
Fred Perry was born in 1909. Wow. Fred Perry was one of the best tennis players Britain has ever produced, becoming a champion in the 1930s. Oh my goodness. He lived in Rottingdean. After his last Grand Slam victory in 1936, it took 76 years before another British male win by Andy Murray at the USA Open in 2012. So not so long ago, actually. He won Wimbledon three times in a row. He moved to the USA for a while, but came back to Rottingdean. In 1950, he founded the sportswear company that still bears his name. He died in 1995, and the funeral service was in Rottingdean. There was a memorial service at St Paul's in London, and gates were named after him at Wimbledon.
The next stop is Montefiore Road, where Grace Air is based up the road. We're going to hear about Grace Air later on, because that's where the travel buddy scheme is based. Now, this stop is Compton Avenue and Carousel du Rock House every 2 months at the Rest Hill. Rockhouse is a night for bands with learning disabilities as well. And the next stop is our stop, which we will be getting off and going into a call to Carousel Radio Show. I hope you enjoy the show. This is Fran Reynolds, and I've been taking a journey on the number 7 bus.
Hello, hello.
And here I am at Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
Look out, there it is. It has four wheels and a door which people can get on and off. Here it is, the bus. Some can be electric or old. Here we go to Oxford on the bus. This poem is by Jeff Shepherd. Jeff Shepherd is a poet, playwright and writer of children's books. This poem is taken from an audiobook of poems called Autumn and a Migration of Birds. Jeff used to be my teacher in Brighton. He now lives in San Francisco. We miss you, Jeff.
On how you get to the next day. 4 o'clock. No, maybe 3:30. The upper deck of the bus is blue with 11-year-olds in school uniforms, seething, hurried, dissonant, like an orchestra tuning up. I am late. The bus is late. There's nowhere to sit. The boys pummel any resonant hollow compartment, while the blue girls cannot get the attention of teenage boys draped across the pavement, no matter how hard they slam their palms against the windows and shriek the names of dead saints. The staccato blasts of shouts into mobile phones, waking the dead. Oh yes, please, wake them now. The slapping closed of vents, explosions of laughter, and what must be heavy boots on stairs. And then I see him. A 5-year-old boy stands at the front window. He sings softly to himself, tapping with his small fingers. He understands what he is hearing, as I once did. And he sings along. He knows the words by heart, tapping out the rhythm of summers to come.
Carousel Radio.
Carousel Singers has been a choir of people for 3 years. There's 30 of us. And we work with volunteers. And one volunteer that used to help out was called Ian. And we call him Ian 2. A song for Ian 2 is about going out in a boat. It's about journeys we can make. And here is Song for Ian 2 by Carousel Singers.
Some nights when I'm lonely by the sea, I've got nothing to do. I'm missing you. Would you like to go somewhere with me?
We can go.
Camel Club is a club run by a carousel with people with a learning disability. It takes place at the Corn Exchange in Brighton. We asked people at the Blue Camel Club the question, if you could travel anywhere in the world, where would you like to go and why?
Hello, my name is Mr. Andrew Walker, and I am the lead singer of the band called The Revs.
I would love to go to Australia, and the reason I like to go to Australia because it makes you feel ambition. It makes you feel passion because I like all the areas in Sydney in Australia, and it's given me the opportunity because this year in February I actually went to Australia. And the reason why I went there is because I do something called Gig Buddies, and what that is we have buddies pair up with volunteers and they take them out to rock pubs and gigs. Australia were promoting Gig Buddies and we went and helped them in Australia for it. So I got free travel and a free holiday. I also helped with Gig Buddies in Australia, and it also made me feel so happy that I've never ever been to Australia and I've gotten a really, really massive opportunity.
This is Chad Ryan from the Blue Cabin Club. Where in the world would you most like to travel to and why?
California. And stay in a big hotel.
My name's Todd and I'm from the Blue Camel. London, probably somewhere, or probably Milton Keynes.
My name's Ryan Austin. It'd have to be Australia. It'd be so hot and sunny and it's lovely out there. Like the film Walkabout.
It's always Chris, always will be Chris.
Where in the world would you most like to travel to and why?
Oh, Australia is the best part. And why? Because I love to go see the test match.
I'm Chris Ryder, Drumroll B Express, Techie and DJ. I'd like to go on Ibiza just for the clubs.
My name's Claire Offley.
Where in the world would you most like to travel to and why?
Cyprus. It's nice over there. Or Glastonbury again.
Hi, I'm Francis Manning. I want to go to Australia sometime because I like Australia and I like their accent. There are a load of pretty girls there and everything. I like wild kangaroos and stuff.
Disneyland to see Mickey!
My name is Oliver Turnbull and I live at Jean Marsh House with all my friends. Australia, because it's a really big country and you can go on tour there and look around the places. And go to the Opera House.
My name is Rami. Everywhere around the world.
My name is Professor Anthony Crawford. I would like to travel to Australia because I've actually been there, done it, got the t-shirt. I've been on the set of Home and Away. I had my photo taken with one of the River Boys called Casey.
Hello, I'm Tina and I am from the Oscar White Film Festival. I would love to travel to New York because it's very busy and it's quite nice. And at Christmas, apparently they do all like, they go quite big and, you know, they have a big Christmas parties and all that.
I am Becky Bruisers and I'm from the Oscar Bight Film Festival.
Where in the world would you most like to travel to and why is that, Becky?
Oh, good question. I would like to go to New York because there's a famous film called The Version of a Shopaholic where the woman just goes out and buys everything. So I want to go there on Black Friday.
We have heard that you've passed your driving test. Can you tell us how it happened, please?
It took a very long time. It took more than one driving instructor. And I would like to say that you should never give up on your dreams. And if you've got a dream, go for it. I have dreamed about driving for a very long time. It took me so long. I was a bit slow. I like to take my time and I'm a worrier freak. So I must say I was learning for a good 2 years. But just to prove that I can drive, I've got my pink license. Whoop whoop! I'm driving independently. I've been outside Sussex. I've driven around Brighton. And I must say I like the freedom. It makes me feel over the moon and more passionate to talk to people about a learning disability, to go for it. Never, ever give up.
Carousel Radio.
Interviews and stories from people with a learning disability.
Presented by Fran, Ewan and Stuart.
In the summer, Ewan went on holiday to America. These are his stateside stories.
Hello everybody, this is Ewan from Carousel Radio and this is my trip to America. We landed in Las Vegas. We hired a car for our holiday and we went on lots of long drives. Bryony's my sister, she's University of Manchester at this moment. That's me and Bryony in Denny's. Absolutely delicious in there. We had pancakes with bacon I had on top and it was lovely.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
Got me, Dad and Mum and Alex and Tom there, who are my own brothers. So we went to Yosemite Park, yeah. And one of the nicest things that you've seen at the moment was having marshmallows around the fire. But that was rather nice. We camped a bit in Yosemite Park. Although it says in Yosemite it's keep bears wild. We actually had our own store cupboard to keep it locked at all times, otherwise you'll be locked from your campsite and whatever. So don't let bears in the fridge or whatever, or don't let bears in your store cupboard, because otherwise it could eat all your food and you would have nothing left. We didn't see any bears, actually, thank goodness. Oh, that would have been absolutely terrible. So, yes. But there is quite a dreadful story to go with Yosemite Park. One of the next door neighbours got killed when a tree crashed on her at a very young age.
A camping tragedy in Yosemite claims the lives of two Orange County teenagers, the victims now identified. They died when a tree fell on their tent as they slept.
I was asleep at the time, yes. I think it happened about 5 a.m. in the morning, I think. And then suddenly there was lots of shouting during the evening, so we had lots of banging and crashing. And it wasn't good, and I didn't like it anyway. And we were thinking, what's going on? It's just awful when that happens.
This shipping seems like a dream to me now. It took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. I've come to look for America. I've come to look for America. I've come to look for America.
Hiking in the Grand Canyon, yeah. It was like about in 40 Celsius. It was awfully warm over there. I think it was blue skies every day. It was glorious. Had a very nice walk up there. And one of the nicest things, we actually had a nice little bit of barbecue meals. Do you know, as soon as on the walk back, we were like, oh, we can't walk anymore. Oh, we were so tired. Oh, we want to sit down, we want to rest. Absolutely exhausted. I just couldn't walk anymore. It's one of the longest walks of my life.
We're the kids in America. Whoa. We're the kids in America. Whoa. Everybody lives for the music around.
For me, it was a very nice adventure. It's just amazing. It was like, where are we going to visit? Where are we going to go next? This is the tent where we actually stayed in. Where we stayed for about, I think it was 3 nights, I think. Yeah, we visited Disneyland in California. I actually really enjoyed it, and it was good fun. That's Alex and Tom with Belle, who's one of the Disney princesses. Yeah, Belle, she was coming out, and they asked, can we have a photo with her? And it was like, yeah, all right, the boys went first. It was rather a nice thing to have, I think. We went on one ride, which was Pirates of the Caribbean. That was one of the good things that we did. And there's also this dinosaur ride that you get. And at the very end, it squirts you with a lot of water. And we were just absolutely drenched. We were soaked. It was like, when am I going to dry off? That was quite fun. Oh, yes, fireworks in Disneyland. Yeah, every year they have a firework display every year. So, fireworks are just amazing. You just saw loads of flashes of colours. It was like, oh my God, this is brilliant. We had lots of flashes of light there. It was amazing. Very big. It was beautiful, like a nice clear evening. It was really nice, actually. Yeah, I rather enjoyed the fireworks because my new favourite thing. I didn't like them at a young age, but now I do. So I'm like, wow, that's amazing. Great flashes of colour. Oh yes, I love this picture. This is Homer, Marge, Lisa and Bart Simpson from The Simpson Family. If you ever watched The Simpson show, you'll know who they are. And basically, I've really wanted a selfie with them all, so I just said, can I just get a photo of them with them? And it was like, oh yeah, I got it. So that was amazing. And apparently I found that obviously Marge is not going to divorce Homer. Apparently I've been told, so that's good news. And next one you'll see is my favourite. Selfie with Bart, yeah. We had a day there at Disneyland. And then went home afterwards in the wee small hours.
Scattered all across the hotel floor.
strawberry picking. So we parked on the side of the road and we went to pick some strawberries to have for later, and that was rather nice, and parked on the side, it was lovely. That's me by far, I think. I think it was about a few nights camping and then a few nights in the motels that you'll see in a moment. And nice to have breakfast there. I'm going to be going on to San Francisco now. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain. La 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 la. All seals, yes, this was on the quay. So we walked along and we spotted these seals, and Bronnie can actually do a really funny interpretation of a seal laugh, pretty much. But I like that image because it really shows that they're just almost like sunbathing back. I wish I was a seal on my own. But yeah, I just wish I was, but I'm not. I'm human instead of a seal. Yeah, the drummer. Oh, I love this. This was in the middle of the street. He was just banging on the drum, and Alex didn't like it at all. He just, oh, could you stop that noise? It's too noisy. And it was this man singing who was pretty good. And, oh, Denny's, yeah. It's pretty good having American food. So I had like a Grand Slam. It's like bacon and sausage and all that stuff, and pancakes. And that was rather nice. Oh, we love a Denny's around here. So. On the road again, just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music for my friend, and I can't wait to get on the road again. So thanks very much for listening, and hope you enjoyed the tour around America where I stayed. Thank you.
We may expect quite a lot of noise.
You know that new sound you're looking for?
What's that sound?
It's our sounds effects quiz on travel.
Okay, everybody. Are you ready? Got your listening ears on? Okay, team. I'm going to play you a series of sounds. I need to buzz in when you think you know what it might be. Okay, so sound number one. Here it is.
Is it an aeroplane?
It's a train.
Stuart said train and Fran said plane. Wow. I can reveal the correct answer is that it was a train passing by. So that's 1 point for Stuart. Okay, here's the next one. Remember, these are on travel, okay, but you've got to think that it could be any sort of travel, okay?
I'm going to guess it's something to do with the army.
Something to do with the army. Interesting. Anyone else think?
Spaceship.
Stuart's a spaceship. I can reveal that, Stuart, you came the closest there. It is, in fact, a flying saucer.
Oh.
I don't know how they got a flying saucer sound effect, but they must have met some little green men and recorded their spaceship. Mm. I think we'll give Stuart half a point for that. The next one.
I reckon that could have been helicopter or possibly something else taking off.
So you think something taking off from the ground, Ewan, like a helicopter?
Could it be a tractor?
So Fran is a tractor. You're not that far off, Fran. It is in fact an old car.
Oh.
You were close, Fran, but I'm not quite going to give you half a point for that, I'm afraid. I'm really sorry.
What?
Yeah.
Controversy.
Right.
Okay, here's the next one.
I reckon that it sounds like something's going to start up. Almost like an engine starting up.
Engine starting up? Oh!
Must be a plane, because planes do start up like that.
Well, it's definitely an air vehicle, and you said something just now. You said battery-operated. What could be battery-operated that could start up?
Well, sometimes you get these helicopters that are battery-operated and need charging a bit, but I could be wrong.
Ewan? You could be right, because it is in fact a remote control helicopter.
Is it? Oh. Yeah,
it is indeed. That's absolutely, that's 100% the right answer. So that's guys. 1 point for Ewan. All right, here we go. Here's the next one. Remember, think outside the box. Think unusual or strange for some of these, okay?
It's got to be a pink panther car.
I reckon that sounds more like someone building something.
Like a building truck or something like that.
I think it's a digger.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. Okay. So you're going down the building route. I can't give any points for that. It is, in fact, a lawnmower.
Oh, is it? Oh.
Do you think you can travel anywhere on a lawnmower?
No.
Well, you could. Well, you could travel around and cut the grass with it.
When the sit and ride one, you could.
Well,
go around cutting people's gardens.
Funny you should say that, Stuart, because in 1994, a gentleman called Alvin Strait travelled across some of America on a lawnmower.
Oh my God.
Alvin was an elderly World War II veteran who lived with his daughter, Rose. When he hears that his estranged brother, Lyle, has suffered a stroke, Alvin makes up his mind to go and visit him and hopefully make amends before he dies. Because Alvin's legs and eyes are too impaired for him to receive a driving license, he hitches a trailer to his recently purchased 30-year-old John Deere 110 lawn tractor, having a maximum speed of about 5 miles per hour, and he sets off on the 240-mile journey from Lawrence, Iowa, to Mount Zion, Wisconsin. So you can travel on a lawnmower.
That looks exciting.
Okay, that flummoxed all of you. Maybe I'll try and play a slightly more obvious one now. This one, you have to listen quite far into the sound effect for the real big clue here.
I think it's a digger.
It's a push bike.
Okay, well, one of you has got that bang on. And it's Mr. Stewart, who has got yet another point with his push bike. So that puts Stewart on 2.5 points at this stage in the quiz. Ewan has one, Fran still yet to score. This one is, again, slightly unusual.
Sounds like a rocket.
Stewart says rocket.
Firework.
You think that's a firework, Fran? Well, heck of a fire. I wouldn't want to be standing anywhere near that firework, I'll tell you that much. Well, once again, someone has got the right answer, and it's the man who is on fire at the moment. It's Stuart. Stuart, you got it bang on. It is a space shuttle taking off, absolutely.
Right.
Okay, this is the last question. So it's a chance for Ewan to make up a point or Fran to put her name on the board. Here we go.
That's a motorbike for sure.
Yeah.
Yes!
She got a point in there.
Fran gets on the board. So the final scores are that Fran has 1 point, Ewan has 1 point, but in the lead with a massive 3.5 points this week, it is Stuart.
Join us next month for another What's That Sound quiz.
What's that sound?
Carousel Radio.
Interviews and stories from people with a learning disability.
Presented by Fran, Ewan and Stuart. Today we have got Ben, Mark and Ryan from Grace Air. They are the Travel Buddy Project.
My name is Ryan.
Hi, I'm Mark and I work as a Travel Buddy.
I'm Ben Gardner and I coordinate the Travel Buddy Project.
Ben, what is the Travel Buddy project and what is it for?
The Travel Buddy project was set up by Grace Eyre and Speak Out in 2006, and it's about people helping each other to travel safely around Brighton and Hove. It was just recognised that some people find it really hard to get around the community, and it can really be a barrier for people. If they can't get places, then they can't take part in things. So if we can help people to try and travel a bit more by themselves, try and build up a bit of independence and confidence, then that can have a real big impact on someone's life and really open up lots of different choices. And so that's the aim, and that's why we exist.
Ben, how long has the travel training been running for now?
It's been running for around eight years. It's like a partnership between Grace Eyre and Speak Out.
Can you tell us how you use role plays in your training?
Right, we use role play a lot, particularly when we do this thing called drama on the bus, which is, we do that with Brighton and Hove Bus Company. They give us a real bus for the afternoon, and a group of us go on the bus, and it's quite fun. We just, if anyone's had something that's happened on the bus, or there's anything which they're worried about, or anything they want to practice, like for example what to do if you get lost, or if you miss your stop, or if someone's rude to you, or if your bag gets stolen, what, and sort of acting out what you do in those situations. And it's quite fun. I think it's fun to do, and it really helps having a real bus there to practice on, because we've tried doing it at Grace Eyre, and it's put chairs out, look like a bus, but it's better when you've got the real thing.
So, Ben, how do you make the training safe for people to do this?
We do a lot of thinking about what's dangerous or how to stay safe when we're out. So when we first find out that someone wants to learn a journey, say to Grace Eyre or to the cinema or something, they'll practice it together with a travel buddy, and they'll think about the journey and where the risks are, what roads are hard to cross. So you go through it all in stages and break it down. We take our time, and gradually the idea is to give people a bit more space to make decisions for themselves. And so it's as slow as it needs to be, depending on the person. And yeah, a lot of people are quite worried about road safety. The bus can be particularly when it's busy, it can be quite a cramped and hot environment. People are a bit worried about, can be a bit worried about that. Things like the bus driving off before they've sat down, that's often a worry people have. Being bullied on the bus, what to do if you are bullied is also something which people are worried about. So they're the main things we try and work on, really, that sort of staying safe around perhaps people you don't know so well, and road safety, and just trying to build up confidence, really. So
Ryan, why do you do the travel training then?
Then doing role play and the travel buddy, where they're going magic, really good fun.
So it's really good fun and it's amazing, and you like doing the role plays?
Yeah, acting, the bus company. And that's my gig group, the magic, and the new video coming up.
So you've been making a new video about Travel Buddy, is that right?
Yeah, we have a new video, like a phone zone, putting Twitter, Facebook, like Alden, Johnny, Michael, Kev, on the bus.
So you mentioned a lot of your friends do Travel Buddy as well.
Yeah.
And you mentioned that you've done some videos with Travel Buddy, where they filmed some of the Travel Buddy training, and it's going to go on the Travel Buddy Facebook page.
Yeah.
What is difficult or scary about going on buses on your own?
Nearly following my own, and then the people not run me up in the bus.
So you're fine, you feel fine on your own, but there's other people on the bus who wind you up?
Yeah. They don't do better than doing my own. Then my mum can't do it on my own. There's going to be people help me.
So you, Mark, Ben and Michael had a meeting with your mum, and you and your mum both said that you can't quite travel independently on your own, so you need some help from Travel Buddy.
And then Ben and I are going to do it on my own. And then the people are saying you're doing it on my own, I'm going to do a big man.
When you get to travel on your own, after the travel buddy, you'll feel like a big man.
Yeah, game on.
Game on.
So, Ryan, what have you learnt? Have you learnt how to travel safely on the buses?
Okay. Then meet up with my grin and get out of our club together. We can do the bus a bell, we can bus stop. Maybe coming, you're waiting.
So, have you learned how to wait at the bus stop safely?
Yeah.
And you said you would like to learn how to be able to go to clubs on the bus.
So, what do you do with Travel Buddy, Mark?
It's basically taking a particular service user out on the morning to introduce them to travelling independently, with the aim for them to be able to travel on their own. Independently. So I go out with Ryan on a Friday morning, and we have somewhere that we aim to go to. At the moment we're going to George Street, and we're aiming towards independency, towards Ryan's travelling. Ryan's now travelling more independently, doing the journey to the bus stop on his own, and doing some of the bus journey on his own, and he will eventually be able to do the whole journey on his own, which is really good for Ryan.
I give Mark making a job to the traffic light. And wait. And Mark wait, look the road, don't look the focus.
Mark's been supporting you to know that when a traffic light's red, I guess when it's the red man, you've got to stop and look both ways.
Yeah, the green light.
And wait for the green light. What does the green light mean?
They say, ready, go.
And that's when you can go and cross the road safely?
Yeah.
Usually we sit together. Ryan likes to take a iPad.
And
film as much of the journey as possible. Filming himself, myself, the journey in the bus, the cafe that we go to. As a sort of a diary video, which is nice, which you can look back on and see the times that you've gone down to George Street.
Yeah.
So, right, if someone is ready to do the journey, we feel, by themselves, someone that they maybe don't know yet, but also is involved with the project, would be there on the bus and just to check they're safe on their own. So they might not know that the person's there, but they're just there just to see if they're safe on the and crossing the road. And it's like the final part of the journey that we do. And then if that person also thinks they're safe, then we can sign them off on that journey to start travelling by themselves. So it's just another thing is to try and make sure people are as safe as possible. I've done it before where I've had to wear kind of disguise, like a different hat or something, just so someone didn't recognise me. Yeah, like a spy, exactly, yeah. So that's can be a real fun part of doing it.
I may walk my own, catch the bus on my own.
If you catch a bus on your own, you have this phone, and there's buttons A, B, C and D.
I got a missed call.
And you get a missed call.
So what's the message well.
And you get a message.
Yeah, they're mobile phones. Yeah, but you can only put in four numbers to these mobile phones. There's a green button, which you press to make a phone call, and a red button to press after your phone call. Then there's four buttons, A, B, C and D, and that's where you can program in four numbers that you can put on the phone. Any could be any numbers. Maybe your home number.
Once you've finished your training, Ryan, where would you go independently on your own?
I'm going to meet up with my girlfriends and meet up with my grin.
You'd like to meet up with your girlfriends and you'd like to meet up with your friends?
Yeah, with my best mate.
If anyone would like to find out more and get involved with the project, then you could give me a ring, which is Brighton 01273 222053. Or you could email travelbuddy@grace-air.org. Yeah, there's also the Grace Air website, which is www.graceair.org.
I mean, this question is for Ben, Mark and Ryan. If you could travel anywhere in the world, where would you go and why?
If I could travel anywhere in the world, where would I go? Wow, what a question. Mexico.
And why?
Mexico. Well, I saw a really good Mexican film recently, so it's on my mind. And I'd really like to go there and see a bit more about Mexico and what life's like over there.
Well, that is a hard question. possibly New York, as I've never been there.
and it looks like a great place to go.
I remember going to the New Quay and Devon surfing. I'm missing.
New Quay and Devon surfing?
Yeah.
Thank you for coming.
Carousel Radio.
Last show, we went to Birdman, which is a competition to see who could fly the furthest. And we asked a question last time about what animal would they be and why. And this time, the question is, where would I like to travel to and why? So let's go over to Irving Birdman now.
If you could travel anywhere in the world at all, where would you go and why?
Ibiza, because they've got loads of clubs.
I've never been to America. I wouldn't mind seeing parts of America. I'd like to see there. And I've been a few other places, but I think America is one of the ones I'd like to go to.
I would travel to Iceland and relax in hot springs.
We'd Bora go Bora. Because Natalie runs retreats, and it's called Chill Out Retreat. So we'd like to go somewhere that's really chilled out and is you have to retreat to.
Maybe Costa Rica, actually, because it's a majority is national park, so it's supposed to be very beautiful. Yeah, Costa Rica. There we go.
I wouldn't travel out of Worthing, because I think Worthing is just the most fantastic place anywhere in the world. It is amazing. I've been in various other countries on holidays and so on, but I absolutely love Worthing. When I do go outside of Worthing, parts of Sussex are just beautiful. Sussex is just the most amazing county. Worthing, I'm slightly biased, is the best town in Sussex, but I just think it's just a fantastic place to be. You know, just looking across the pier here now, it's absolutely wonderful.
This is Carousel Radio. My name is Fran Reynolds, aka DJ Cranberry. I'm now going to go live with Stuart in London.
Yes, hello Fran. Yes, I'm live in London and I'm at the Transport Museum, which is a very good thing to see, like there's old trains, buses, you can see basically, screaming kids hanging around. But it's really, the weather's quite a bit wet, but it's good to be up here to see what's going on. There's a bus you can get on to look on the upstairs, on the downstairs, explains what age the buses are compared to the ones you down in Brighton. It's really, really good. There's a bit of a film you could see. There's a bit of an exhibition. Basically, it's a tour of the museum you get to see. And there's a little gift shop you could go to later on if you want to.
How long are you there for?
I'll join you, Fran, in a studio in 10 minutes.
Thank you, Stuart.
Carousel Radio presents Fib or Fact. Some truths and some lies about
travel.
So this is Fact or Fib feature with me, Ewan, your host. I will give each of you a statement and you have to say whether it's a fact or a fib. Fact or fib is number one. In Russia, you can get arrested by driving around in a dirty car. Is that a fact or a fib?
I reckon that's a fact.
I think that's a fact as well, because you can do that.
Okay, well the answer, it's a fact. Was it really? Motorists can get a fine if their number plate is so dirty that no one can read it.
Oh, I cannot believe it, my number plate is not dirty.
Yes, I can believe it, eh?
Okay, so that's a fact, okay. This is fact or fib, and this is number two. In Japan, if your train is late by over 5 minutes, you'll get a written apology from the train company. Is that a fact or a fib? Fran?
I'm going to go for fib this time.
I'm going to go for fact, because you do get one and they should apologise to you.
Well, the answer, it's a fact, so Stuart's right. In Japan, if a train is more than an hour late, it's reported in the local newspaper. Fact or fib number three. 100 years ago, cars made more pollution than horses. Is that a fact or a fib?
Fact.
I would say it's a fact, because there is more pollution as they are when they're trying to change their... most of them have been converted for that.
Okay, well, it's a fib. In the early 20th century, horses made so much pollution with their droppings that people thought cars would be better for the environment. And number four is the average American spends about 28 hours every year stuck in a traffic jam. Is that a fact or a fib?
That's got to be fact.
I would say that's a fact, because everyone gets stuck in a traffic jam anyway.
Well, it's a fib. It's even more. They spend 38 hours every year stuck in a traffic jam. I don't believe
that.
What?
Hey, what's the hold up here? Yeah. I gotta get to my coffee.
All right. So join us next time for another game of Fact or Fib.
Carousel Radio.
Interviews and stories from people with a learning disability.
Presented by Fran, Ewan and Stuart. We've got a new writer and his name is Jason Ead and he has written us a continued story called The Moonlit Voyage. Here's part one.
My name is Jason Ead and this is the story titled The Moonlit Voyage. The vast emptiness of space is a black and lifeless void that never seems to end. Not even starlight is able to reach this part of the universe. There is quite simply nothing. Can you picture it? No light, no sound, no gravity, and negatively cold temperatures. Just spending 2 hours alone in this void is enough to make anyone in their right mind go completely insane. To make matters worse, you start hearing things, little sounds and noises. Also distant, yet all around. It is a well-known fact that it is impossible for sound to exist in the deep vacuum of space. And yet, there it was. A beeping sound that was slowly getting louder and louder, resonating with the emptiness around it. As the sound became clearer and more distinctive, Jake started to recognize it. He had heard this sound before, while on a training exercise. And with a sudden jolt, Jake woke up and realized that the ship's alarm had been triggered. Noise. There was a lot of noise.
What the heck's going on?
Jake asked himself. It was about 3 o'clock in the morning, and everyone, except for the bridge crew and maintenance, was fast asleep. When, out of nowhere, bright red lights started flashing all over the ship. The alarm had been sounded. Something was happening aboard the Haze. All at once, everybody scrambled out of their beds and hurried to their workstations to try and find out what problem or hazard had arisen. The CSV Moonlit Haze is a prototype starship built and paid for by Rencorp. Being the first ship of its kind, it is primarily designed for interstellar travel and recolonization. Its mission is to explore and set up outposts on new inhabitable worlds. This has now become possible thanks to the revolutionary new quantum slit space drive and terraforming technologies, which has also been developed by Rencorp. Being the most expensive ship ever designed, the Haze has very high security protecting it. Not taking any chances, the ship was thoroughly scanned twice. But no faults were detected, and no one had entered any restricted areas. A deck-by-deck search showed that all the crew was accounted for. Finally, a conclusion was made, stating that it must have been a false alarm, a glitch in the computer system. But in truth, a rat had somehow managed to sneak aboard the ship and triggered one of the vessel's internal sensor grids. Feeling embarrassed about the whole fiasco, the captain had lied to the crew, telling them it was an unannounced drill, and everything went back to normal. Finally, the big day was here. The crew was all very excited and running checks on every system on board the ship. The cargo hold and medical bays were also checked, along with the food stores and the terraforming equipment. Once the captain was satisfied that everything was in order, he held the dry dock for permission to depart. Today was the day everyone was waiting for, the maiden voyage of the Moonlit Haze.
All systems are green,
said a voice over the intercom, and as the command gave the Haze the green light, the crew knew everything was set. The Moonlit Haze fired up its primary iron engines, and slowly but surely departed the dry dock. On board the station, a crowd had gathered to witness the ship leaving. Once the ship had cleared the dry dock, it positioned itself for the jump to slit space. Although the quantum drive was put through a series of tests, it has never truly been tested in the field. And as the Haze powered up its quantum drive, the captain turned to the helmsman
Take it away,
she said. The helmsman fiddled with the controls on his console, and as he did so, a small purple tear appeared in the fabric of space, and with a flash of light, the ship was gone.
That was Jason Eid reading A Moonlit Voyage. He'll be back in future shows.
Carousel Radio.
Interviews and stories from people with a learning disability.
Presented by Fran, Ewan and Stuart.
You're listening to Carousel Radio,
broadcasting a creative voice of people with a learning disability. Carousel Radio is a spoken word show featuring stories and poems and interviews with people with a learning disability.
It will have a different theme each month.
The show goes out once a month on Radio Reverb and as a podcast on Podomatic.com. Thanks to Brighton Buses, everybody at Travel Buddies, everybody at Blue Camel Club and at Worthing Birdman. Thanks to Johnny Schachter, Jeff Shepherd and Jason Eid for their poems and stories.
You can hear our show by looking on Carousel Radio at Podomatic and the iTunes Store.
In the next month's show, the theme will be family.
There'll be poems, stories, songs and interviews.
Carousel Radio are saying goodbye for another month.